on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber. We are going to start off, as we always do, at the top of the hour with the three things you need to know. However, I do need to correct the record. I kind of mentioned on the show that facts are facts and truth is truth. They're not your facts. They're not your truth. And I'd like to correct the record on something I misstated earlier. I said that the U.S. women's soccer team knelt during the national anthem, which they have done in the past. They did not kneel during the national anthem at the beginning of their 3-0 loss to Sweden. No, they knelt at the beginning of the game. As the game started, they were joined by the Sweden team, and all the players took a knee and to protest racial inequality and other forms of discrimination. Of course, both good causes, but doesn't take away from the point that this is not your political soapbox. This is the Olympics. So still, my outrage, if you will, my taking offense, if you will, my snowflake-like response to this show of politicism at a sporting event still remains, but I didn't want to correct the record because, as I said before, facts are facts, truth is truth, and when on the very rare occasion that we miss something here, we like to correct it. So, but here are the top three things that you need to know right now. Number one, the infrastructure vote, there was a vote on the infrastructure plan, failed as senators tried to salvage bipartisan deal. Now, I think this was sort of a message game being played by Senator Schumer and Republicans going back and forth on when we're going to have an infrastructure deal. Senate Republicans blocked moving forward on a bipartisan bill that's still being negotiated. The vote amounted to what was described as a setback to President Biden, although members of both parties expect at least one more try in the coming days. You have the Republicans who are working with the Democrats, some of them, saying that they're close to a deal, and I believe Rob Portman of Ohio indicated that something could be reached as soon as Monday. Unfortunately, a lot of things in that infrastructure package that will likely fly under the radar, we're going to have to keep an eye on. We'll get more into that tomorrow. Number two, China won't carry LeBron James Space Jam 2, which everybody has indicated. I have not seen it yet, but everybody has indicated that it is a horrible, horrible film. Now, I'm not going to go see Space Jam. No intention of going to see it, but sounds like it's not doing too well. It took $2 million. Can't get anything for $200 these days. $200 million to make Space Jam 2. And it's only expected to earn $60 to $70 million without a release in China. Now, remember in 2019, LeBron James went after Houston Rockets head coach who actually spoke out about the human rights issues going on in China while the NBA was there cashing Chinese checks, and yet pretended that LeBron made it seem like the athletes should stay quiet on the abuses going on in China. He carried the water of the Chinese government. Well, we don't know. We're not informed enough as players or coaches to talk about the complex situation of what's going on in China, but he seems to speak out about every single other political issue that's being talked about in the country. Maybe he's only knowledgeable and speaks out when he can make millions of dollars off of it. I don't know. Except that doesn't really seem to be going well right now, as China is refusing so far to pick up Space Jam 2. Oh, the irony. I think we remember seeing what happened with John Cena, the professional wrestler. He actually acknowledged Taiwan as a country and then had to go and apologize to all, I believe he even did it in Mandarin, apologize to the People's Republic for making such an absurd claim that the Taiwanese were independent and its own country. I get it. Everyone needs to put food on the table, but we can draw the line at appeasing communists, right? No, maybe not for some people. Number three. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig says he is, quote, running for governor. He launched the exploratory committee yesterday. This comes way of the Detroit News. A formal announcement of a campaign for governor with events and rallies will likely occur after Labor Day. Coming from Chief Craig and his exploratory committee. However, he was on Tucker Carlson last night, and he said he was running and planned to hold Governor Whitmer accountable. Now, he joins seven Republicans who have already formed campaign fundraising committees for governor. Includes chiropractor and anti-lockdown activist Garrett Soldano from the West Side, and of course a friend of the program, conservative commentator Tudor Dixon. Tucker Carlson ended the segment last night with Chief Craig saying something to the effect of, "Don't worry, Chief, by the end of your campaign they will have called you a white supremacist." Obviously, Chief Craig is an African American. And, but that doesn't seem to matter much to the left, because it's not your political beliefs that they're really concerned about. It's, or the words you're saying, it's more what party you align with. It has nothing to do with your experience or your way you were brought up or what you learned serving in police departments across the country. No, it says if you're an African American and you're not a Democrat, clearly something is wrong. If you're a woman and you vote for people, conservatives, don't support the progressives, clearly something is wrong with you. It's this whole game of identity politics that we just can't seem to get away from. And I have no doubt that eventually they're going to come for Chief Craig as well, as they do in this cancel culture we have. They're not going to cancel me, though. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber. Hopefully you don't cancel me. Stick with us. We've got a whole lot more to go here in the third hour. Happy to have you aboard.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.